New Testament Stories, Trials of Jesus. The chief priests and elders of the people sent wicked men with swords and sticks to the Garden of Gethsemane. Matthew chapter 26, verse 47. The apostle Judas Iscariot was with them. The men had paid Judas to point out the Savior. Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 16 and verse 47. Judas had told the men that he would kiss Jesus. When he did, they arrested him. The men mocked and hit Jesus, then took him to the high priest Caiaphas. Matthew chapter 26, verses 48 through 49 and verse 57, and Luke chapter 22, verses 63 through 65. The Jewish leaders held a trial. They said that Jesus had broken the law by claiming to be Christ, the Son of God. Because Jesus is the Son of God and the Christ, he did not deny it. They found him guilty. Matthew chapter 26, verse 57, and Luke chapter 22, verses 66 through 71. The Jewish leaders did not have the power to sentence Jesus to death. They took him to Pontius Pilate, who did have this power. They told Pilate that Jesus had told the people not to pay taxes to Caesar. Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. Pilate did not think Jesus had done anything wrong. It was a feast day in Jerusalem. It was a custom to release a prisoner during the feast. Pilate wanted to release Jesus. The crowd wanted Barabbas, a murderer, released instead. They shouted for Jesus to be crucified. Luke chapter 23, verses 14 through 21. Pilate still could find no reason to kill Jesus. He still wanted to release Jesus, but the priests and the people cried loudly that they wanted him crucified. Luke chapter 23, verses 22 and 23. Pilate washed his hands, saying that he was not responsible for Jesus' death, but he gave the crowd permission to crucify Jesus. Matthew chapter 27, verses 24 through 26. Jesus is crucified. The soldiers who took Jesus beat him with whips and made fun of him. They put a purple robe on him. Then they made a crown of thorns and put it on his head, making it bleed. And they laughed at him and spit on him. They called him King of the Jews. Mark chapter 15, verses 15 through 19. Many Jews followed when the soldiers took Jesus to a hill near Jerusalem to crucify him. They made him carry his own cross. Then they laid him on it, nailed his hands and his feet to the cross, and lifted it up. They also crucified two other men that day. The two other men were thieves. Luke chapter 23, verses 27 and 33, and John chapter 19, verse 17. Jesus prayed. He asked Heavenly Father to forgive the soldiers who crucified him. They did not know that he was the Savior. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was standing by the cross. The apostle John was standing there too. Jesus told John to take care of his mother. John took Jesus' mother to his home. John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. The disciples were very sad because they loved the Savior very much. He suffered on the cross for many hours. Then he gave up his life. His spirit left his body. Matthew chapter 27, verses 46 and 50. The sky became dark, and a big earthquake broke huge rocks into pieces. The curtain in the temple, called the veil, was torn into two pieces. The Roman soldiers were afraid. Matthew chapter 27, verses 45, 51, and 54. One of the disciples took the Savior's body off the cross, wrapped it in a cloth, and placed it in a tomb, a place where people are buried. A big rock was rolled in front of the tomb. Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 60. End of New Testament Stories.